Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this Friday, the 26th day of January. It's time for our weekly visit with Shannon Latham, our state representative out of Sheffield. And Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It's always nice to be on.
Absolutely. So, third week in the Iowa State Legislature, a lot was covered. So, you have some information about us about some of the major issues we covered this week at the Capitol, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, once again, for me, it was the Area Education Agency bill. And I'll tell you what, my inbox has just been filled ever since Governor Reynolds gave her condition of the state address mentioning that she was going to reform the AEAs. And ever since then, I've been trying to plug through on those emails. I know last week I mentioned I hadn't gotten through them all. I still have it because they keep coming in. And I greatly appreciate everyone who is sending me email and support, providing me with personal experiences that they've had, and asking questions. You know, I have got a lot of questions, but I'm always glad to try to get those answered for constituents as well. So we're supposed to be seeing an amendment to that bill, I believe, today, but as of yet, I haven't seen it. So we'll see which of our concerns have been addressed and how many more concerns, I guess, have been raised by that amendment.
And that, of course, was a major issue concerning AEAs, and that's going to be, I guess, talked about, as you mentioned, too, in the coming weeks. So what else did you cover last week? I know we talked briefly off air about the national anthem being a song that the students can sing at the start of the school day. So that's not on your perspective, well, not perspective, but something that you...
It's not in my committee.
Right, not in your committee, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is one bill that passed through subcommittee. Week three was filled with a lot of subcommittee work. So just for a quick review for some folks who might not be familiar with the process, every bill that gets introduced is referred to a committee. And the committee chair assigns it first to a subcommittee of three. That subcommittee will then hold a public meeting where we get input from interested citizens, oftentimes lobbyists. And this is where work can be done if the bill needs to be improved or amendments can be suggested. And so that bill that you were talking about for the national anthem, I believe, passed through subcommittee, so it will go to committee next. And then if it's passed through the committee, it will then be eligible for floor debate. And then just as a reminder, every bill must pass in the exact same form. I mean, down to the, you know, S on a word. I remember one time we had to reconsider a bill because we said persons and the Senate had used a different term, I think, without the S. So literally has to be down to the word. A bill must pass both chambers, and then it can be sent to the governor's desk for, you know, to be signed into law. So that's a little bit of review about the process. Mm-hmm. A lot of committee work going on. Last year, I was looking back at my newsletter. I see that we started floor debate during week three of the session. That's not the case. We had to get some more bills through committee. So floor debate has not yet started this session.
And when you return to Des Moines coming up this next week, what will be some of the major issues there, Shannon?
So I look for AEA to continue to be a big topic. It is a big bill. As I've mentioned before, the original bill was 125 pages. I've heard the amendment could be even more. So I think just because that is such a big change, that's going to continue to be something. It impacts so many people across the state. So that's going to continue to be top of mind. I know we've also talked, you know, the last 3 years that I've been in session, we've had historical tax reform and tax cuts. So I look for that to be talked about as well. Then one of the bills that I introduced was for an Army Reserve Scholarship Program. I'm so happy to report that made it through both subcommittee and committee this week. So I'll be continuing to help shepherd that through the process. And then we'll see what other topics, I guess, come up, you know, in other committees as well.
All right, so that's what we can expect next week in Des Moines. But tomorrow, on Saturday the 27th, Dennis Guth, state senator, and yourself will have a special meeting at the Charles Vig building there at Iowa Central in Webster City.
Yes, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. We'd love to invite everybody out to that. Last year when we did this, we had a really nice turnout. So it's a great forum for people to be able to ask questions and also just help us understand what, you know, what concerns they have.
And that's tomorrow morning. That'll be on the fourth Saturday of the months of January, February, and March. And if necessary, coming up in April, depends on if you're in session, coming up in April. So again, that'll be at the Charles Vig building on the Iowa Central campus starting 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. And hopefully we'll get a good turnout in the morning there, Shannon.
Sounds good. Looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow morning.
All right. Shannon Latham, my guest on today's Community Corner Show, back with more in just a moment.